I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Two senior members of an Islamist insurgent group in Somalia today vowed revenge against the United States. They said the U.S. will, and we quote, taste the bitterness of our response. They were reacting to yesterday's raid that reportedly killed one of Africa's most wanted fugitives. He is 30-year-old Saleh Ali Saleh Naban. The attack took place amid concerns that al-Qaeda is gaining a foothold in Somalia. The World's Jason Margolis has details.
The U.S. military has targeted enemies in Somalia in recent years, but until now it has sent long-range missiles and Predator drones to do the dirty work. This time, commandos flew in on four helicopters and attacked a convoy from the air. They then reportedly landed and took away the bodies. Tom Donnelly is with the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. He says deploying elite troops rather than remote control weapons was the way to go.
The critical job of distinguishing the right target at the right time in the right place is still most effectively done with actual human beings. When you had a guy, you wanted to be sure to get him. You also have to try to, as the news reports indicated, they recovered the body as well because you want to make sure that you got him.
The commandos may have also come back with intelligence such as computers, cell phones, or documents. Karen von Hippel is with the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies. She says military commanders send in troops to carry out this mission for a good reason.
Now, they did this, I think, to reduce civilian casualties, which is a good move, because I think that a number of the Predator strikes were not hitting their target and were killing civilians. And just like in Pakistan, I don't think that this does anything to support a policy of, you know, reducing terrorism in these countries. If anything, it just angers the public population and often gives, you know, they end up with more tacit support to the terrorists.
But of course, there are downsides to commando strikes. Namely, they put U.S. troops at greater risk. Also, von Hippel asks whether it's the right thing to do.
What I find interesting about what's happened in Somalia, and including what's happening in Pakistan with the Predator strikes, is that there's very little debate in the United States about the fact that we are involved in summary executions of people without trial.
By international law, a military strike like the one yesterday is defensible under the rules of war. But this leads to the question, who is the United States at war with? The trucks in Somalia were carrying fighters with a jihadist group called the Shabab.
It's a very violent group of youth militias who have some affiliation to al-Qaeda. I think they were really delighted to be listed on the designated terrorist list by the United Nations and the United States because it really elevated them to playing with the big boys.
The Shabab poses a threat because its presence in Somalia offers a potential staging ground for attacks into nearby Ethiopia, Tanzania, and Kenya. That's why Andre Lesage at the National Defense University in Washington says the reported killing of Saleh Ali Saleh Naban was significant.
He was one of the original members of the al-Qaeda East Africa cell. He was a leader of their attacks in 2002, targeting the Paradise Hotel near Mombasa, Kenya, also targeting an Israeli jetliner. So he'd had and showed the intention and capability of attacking Western targets in East Africa.
Lesage says the killing of Naban weakens the al-Qaeda network.
He's probably one of the individuals in that network that maintained overall operational command of al-Qaeda activities in East Africa, possibly even connections out to al-Qaeda's senior leadership in the Pakistan-Afghanistan area. So if he was removed from al-Qaeda East Africa cell, it would certainly degrade the capabilities of that network and their ability to conduct future attacks.
But that victory may be temporary, says Tom Donnelly at AEI. He says the hierarchy of a terrorist network like al-Qaeda is not as clear-cut as that of a conventional enemy state.
Arguably, even killing Osama bin Laden at this stage would not have the same sort of decisive act or effect that, say, killing Stalin or Adolf Hitler would have had. These organizations are more amoeba-like, and while it's of real value to try to attack their leaders, to try to kill them, the effect tends to be more temporary and transitory.
Critics of U.S. policy in Somalia say the U.S. should offer more support for Somali civil organizations and local police. On the other hand, Somalia used to be dubbed the graveyard of foreign aid. Africa experts say what's needed is a complete overhaul of U.S. policy in the Horn of Africa. For starters, that means making the region a higher priority. For the World, I'm Jason Margolis.